From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. 2 days before Christmas Eve, and Congress is still not finished for the year. They usually wrap up by Thanksgiving. One of the holdups has been the Patriot Act.
Senate Republicans have been unable to push through a permanent renewal of the anti-terrorism law, so they and the White House have reluctantly agreed to a 6-month extension to allow concerns about civil liberties to be ironed out. It passed the Senate overnight. Before leaving Washington for a long holiday weekend, President Bush reiterated his view of the bill's importance.
It appears to me that the Congress understands we got to keep the Patriot Act in place, that we're still under threat. There's still an enemy that wants to harm us, and they understand the Patriot Act is an important tool for those of us here in the executive branch to use to protect our fellow citizens. And so the Senate extended the Patriot Act by 6 months.
But on the House side, it's a different story. The chairman of the Judiciary Committee is not happy with the Senate's 6-month extension. Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner says the law needs improvement in the area of privacy protections. So he had a nearly empty House, under what is called unanimous consent, agree to just a 1-month extension until February 3rd. Now, that proposal goes back to the Senate, which will return to session later this evening. NPR's Brian Naylor joins us now from the Capitol to talk about this and other matters. Brian, what is going on with the Patriot Act?
Michelle, it's become a bit of a ping-pong match, hasn't it? As you mentioned last night, the Senate approved extending the current law by 6 months. They did this after the President and Senate Majority Leader Frist insisted they wouldn't go along with a short-term extension, but they were kind of backed into a corner because a bipartisan group of senators blocked a new version of the act, saying it didn't have enough safeguards in it, and no one wanted to see the law or parts of it expire. So the Senate relented, approving a 6-month extension of the current law. Then this afternoon, Chairman Sensenbrenner in the House objected, saying that was kind of a dumb move because knowing the Senate, it'll wait until the last minute until the end of June before getting serious about a new version. So he insisted on a short-term extension until February 3rd. As he put it, lawmakers practically ruined everyone's Christmas vacation by fiddling with this bill, and he didn't want them to ruin Independence Day next.
So now that the ball is back in the Senate's court, what happens if the Senate doesn't go along with what the House just did?
Oh, please don't even say that. Now, Senate leadership aides from both sides say that won't happen. Both Democrats and Republicans say they're very happy to go along with a short-term extension until February.
And what else was on the agenda today in Congress?
The big thing over on the House side, they approved a $453 billion defense spending bill, which the Senate passed last night after senators stripped from the bill the provision allowing oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. This measure also includes $29 billion in aid for victims of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita and money for avian flu preparedness.
And when they return, what's on the to-do list?
One big bit of business, or unfinished business, I should say, is the $40 billion budget-cutting bill. It passed the House just before dawn on Monday, and in the Senate yesterday, thanks to Vice President Cheney's tie-breaking vote. But Senate Democrats did force a few technical changes in the measure, so the House will have to take it up again. And Democrats hope that a month-long delay will give members more time to look more closely at some of the controversial provisions, and maybe they can defeat it this time. You can also look forward to hearings on the nomination of Samuel Alito to the Supreme Court. Senator Arlen Specter said his Judiciary Committee will also hold hearings into the domestic spying story. But remember, next year is a congressional election year, so lawmakers will be focused on their campaigns and reluctant to do much that'll prove controversial.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, Michelle.
NPR's Brian Naylor at the Capitol.